This is Master Griot Radio, Channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hello, hello, hello. We are launching a new show today. And we're starting off a little late because we were following the shows. And we're also on a new platform here. But we still want to kick it off and launch this new show so we can get all everything that's happened out the way. And we can be ready to see what difference we can make next week, if any. And the new show is called Reporting on The Voice in Color. Yes, yes, we are riding the wave of The Voice. And it is the biggest singing competition out here. It's a great show. It's been a great platform for all artists. And definitely for artists of color. But there's an issue that our communities of colors have that has taken a while. Now in its 13th season for our artists of colors to really be capitalize. And I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. Again, I'm your host for this moment in time. Our co-host is Sweet Friend Sean. She will definitely be on the next show. But she's just traveling all over doing her boss thing. She's just doing the boss thing. So she's been called out of town on a specialty project, and she's one of the very few who can do it. So she's just traveling all over making things happen for everyone. And you know, as women, we're caregivers, so we take care of it all. But she's still doing her boss thing. So right now, the one thing for the artists of color, and one thing that's different, is technology. There is still a digital divide. And I know many of us, especially those listening in now, may not really think of digital divide, but there are many people who do not have internet access. They don't have it in their homes, so therefore they don't have constant access to the internet. And even if they may have it on their phones, you know, there are data limits sometimes. So they don't necessarily always use it, or they're limited, or they're looking for, you know, the free spots and things. So this access sometimes to the internet, the lack of access, can impact communities of color. But in these voice competitions, they're all over, so really to win, any artist, artists of color have to be also able to be favorites in communities outside of communities of colors. They have to be able to be favorites in a dominant society in order to win these music competitions. Now, it's not necessary that to win that you have to win over artists, communities of color, because there's more and more. And like I would say, the past probably 3 or 4 seasons, there has been an exponential increase of people of color actually watching The Voice and all. Not necessarily, there's always been people auditioning, but getting the overall crowd watching it, there's just the increase of people of color watching it has grown over the, I would say, past 4 or 5 seasons. So, so I don't feel like the communities of color making an impact on that winner as far as voting makes it, necessarily make a difference on artists overall, but it can be a big help to artists of color because, you know, the competition, after you get through the judges, now you have to win over the public. And that is done via social media, via technology. So you vote, you go online and vote, you vote on your Facebook or you go to NBC and vote, you use the app and vote. It is all technology based and requires, you know, an internet connection or going over your data on your phone. So it requires a smartphone or be able to get to the internet. Now there's been one trend I just noticed. Young people, there's, you know, always been a thing that the industry goes after young people as far as artists. I understood that. But I'm just noticing that these young people, because one, they're born with the technology. So them voting online and passing on, telling all their friends to vote and getting everybody out on social media, it's no big deal. And every one of the teenagers, they didn't just top the charts. They didn't just make it through the top, from top 12 to the top 11 tonight. They top in numbers. And the breakout artist, who I feel is the young girl, Amina Agents. I'm going to find her name right now. I'm going to go to my notes and find her name. But Agent is the last name. I call her the breakout artist of the lives. When she did from the playoffs, that's where she broke out. And she is Addison Agent. And she topped number 5 on the iTunes chart. She came in number 5 on the iTunes voice chart. So she came in number 5 on that chart. And also, what was 2 artists of color came in on the chart. You know, with this season is some voice history season as far as artists of color. 6 artists of color made it to the lives. That's the most ever artists of color is making it to the lives. I don't even think that many artists of color has ever made it even to the playoffs. I don't even remember having seen 6 artists of color in the playoffs yet. It may have been, but definitely not in the lives. Because they definitely get chopped out in the lives. So, and that was very exciting to see. Even though our artists of color got chopped off. One artist of color already was chopped off. And that was kind of odd because he also charted. That means 2 artists of color charted on this first week. 2 artists of color charted. 5 artists charted. And 2 of them were of color. John Monroe, he charted at number 55. And then Janice, she charted at, let me see. I had to check to see where Janice charted at. But I think she charted at number 20-something. I don't know, it was 25. She charted soon after Chloe. Let's go to the 5 that charted. Let me just find those 5 artists that charted, and we're going to just talk about them. But what I really like to know, who are your faves? You know, put them in the comments. I guess I need to come over here and open up the chat room. And y'all just give me a minute because I really am. This is a new platform, a new way of working it out. Okay, the chat is right here. Okay. I'm looking at the chat. Okay, so I have to invite everybody out to come and join me in the chat room. Okay. So, so as we speak and I invite people out, and so I'm just say, join me. Here we go. As we discuss the voice. The voice. As we discuss the voice, I'm going to do it in color. Yeah. Okay, we're going to do it in color, right? Yeah. Doing it in color. Yeah. So let's like join me. Let's might as well say join me now. Tell everyone to join me now. And okay, I'm really thought all this was done. But we're going to do that. And I'm just going to save this. Select it all and copy and paste it. Send it off. Okay. So, we were just discussing the artists of color, the history that we're making. We have 6 artists of color in the top 12. And now we have 5 artists of color in the top 11. And then we're talking about the artists who actually charted. So I have, I'm going here over to my other notes. And the charts are, we actually have them right here online. The rankings. So it's the iTunes voice rankings. So number 1 who charted was, as I said, Addison Agent. And she's on Team Addin. And she's not an artist of color, but she charted, and she charted at number 12. And then Chloe Kohansky, she charted at number 23. Now remember I was telling you about the young artist? Addison is only 16. And then we have number 24 was Janice Freeman. She's an artist of color, and she is phenomenal. And she charted on number 24 in the top 100. And she is on Team Miley. And then we have Noah Mack, who's not an artist of color, but he is on Team Jennifer. So we, you know, got to vote for him. But he's another one breakout artist. Another 17 years old. Addison and Noah have broke out. And they haven't just broken out. They have surpassed everyone. Their numbers are high. Noah has the highest YouTube viewership. So all of these things, you're going to start looking at the combination of. It's going to be interesting to see who goes where. But remember, the sole importance is the social media impact. You know, you vote. You have to go online and vote. And then that instant save is done by Twitter. And it has to be enough people. So we definitely have to all participate. So if you haven't participated, your additional participation will make a difference. It will make a difference. And we are sharing our artists of color, but we're also sharing the ones that are good. We're not just sharing anyone just because. And the other artist that charted today was John Merrow. And he was Team Addin. He's also artist of color. Oh, so it's more. And he came in at number 55. And then we had, wow, Chloe charted twice. Midnight Train to Georgia, which is Keisha Renee. She's Team Blake. We have a black country artist. And she charted at number 67. And then Chloe Kohansky came in again. This sister is hot too. These are like, they really, really good talent. And she came in number 70 on her song Landslide, which was done in last week. It wasn't even done this week, but it was done last week. But it's charted twice. And then we have number 8. Praying, and that it was Brooke Simpson. She's a Native American, so we're adding her too as an artist of color. And Brooke came in, she came in at number 77 on the charts. And then Chloe Kohansky came in again in number 98. Her time after time. So she is consistently charting. And then Team Addin at number 104 was Against All Odds, which is Addin Cunningham. Now the thing about it, when artists chart, up in the top 100s, they get additional points. And it can be at any time from the 20th on. From yesterday on, from November 20th on through the end of the show. At any time they chart, they will get, and you buy their music, it gives them additional points as far as the voting. It gives them more points. They get additional points when their music is purchased and then when they chart. So it's important that you do buy the music, because that definitely helps them chart. You stream it if you have Apple Music. Just stream your music, download it. That's very important. So it's part of the strategies of really how to help the artist move forward. But it's not the only thing, because now here, John Morrow and Adam Cunningham, they were the two bottom artists, and they both charted. So, you know, that's interesting. So then I would go back and look, what were John's numbers? What is John Morrow's numbers? What kind of numbers is, what kind of YouTube views is he getting? Which is saying, you know, how much traction he's picking up, you know, in the social media realm. How much is he interacting with his community? You know, what is his following numbers? Those are all the things that we look at in determining, you know, hey, how is this artist really doing? So, and those are just, you know, things that we look at as we decide, you know, is this artist really, you know, good? Are they charting? So, and how are they going to do? This is how we make our predictions here. So, it's not just who we like. But again, it's about the crowd. So, that talks about the power of your vote. The power of your vote makes a difference. You know, you may say, oh, it's not just me. But if you share it with someone, someone may see you. Just share it. If you just do it and a few more and a few more and a few more, it does make a difference. Take a look. It's really helping out artists. And the other thing, too, everybody can't win. It's only going to be one winner, but it is a hell of a platform. I know people talk about these countries, oh, you can't win. It's not even really about winning. The moment... To get selected as a winner, you are being seen by significant people. And that process, it's a lot of people to come out. So, and then you go in and audition. And when people like your audition, they make a statement. They give you feedback. And then they come and ask you, oh, we really liked your audition. Can you send us a little more? That's interest. That's more people watching your performance. And these are industry people. And then it goes on and on. Now, if you are an artist and this is your business, or if you have friends that are artists, people you like, and this is their business, this is adding on to whatever other things that they're doing. It's giving them additional exposure. And that's how you grow, whether your business, your artistry, that it grows exponentially by increased exposure. So, because the more people to see is, the more people that can potentially talk about you and say, oh, I heard this artist, I heard this, listen to this, listen to that. What did you see? Or because, you know, it may not be, it's not always the first time, but it's when people experience us multiple times. So everybody needs those multiple moments of impact. So when you have the opportunity to just audition for a show like that, there are millions of people watching on TV. Now, here's where I get to the artist. In order for that to really mean something, there are two things you have to do. You have to have a backup structure. You have to have something in order. So if you're going to go do one of these shows and audition, make sure you have your social media in order. I don't care if you, even if your following is not super large, whatever following there you have, you make sure you're reaching out to everyone. You make sure your handles are clean, clear. Make sure they're very relevant to your name. That it, you know, if you're auditioning and people happen to know your name, they remember your name, they should be able to easily associate that name on social media. If you're auditioning and you want to be on these shows, talk about the show in your bios. Auditioning for this show. These shows already have a large following. They have hashtags. Add that information in your bio. Put the imagery on your headers, on your profile. At least write it, because they have a brand and a following, and you can leverage that to increase yours and to bring more attention to yours. So you definitely want to do that. So you need to have all your social media in place. You need to let everyone know that you are doing a show. This is what I'm doing. I'm out there. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You need to let everyone know. Let them know you're going to be there. Watch out for you. I'm going to send things out. Ask your media network, you know, when I share with you, would you please be kind enough to share a note with your network and ask them if they could do the same and share with their network. It's just like crowdfunding. It's all about activating your immediate base. So if you had that base activated and then you go and you're seen, even if you don't make it on the show when you audition, if you give a quality audition, you do well. Because sometimes it's not always just the voice, because the voice doesn't sound good, that people don't turn around. Sometimes they're looking for certain things, especially once their teams start getting filled up. Once the teams start getting filled up, you know, they already have these type of artists and all. So you may come along where everybody already had those type of artists and they're looking for something different, because, you know, they have a specific strategy. But if you give your best performance, you give a good performance and you look, you know, to the eyes of the audience and you look in the camera and you play to that, out of all those people see, somebody's going to like you. So you need to make sure that's right there on your bios and how you can be booked. You know, for bookings here, for press, you know, give them an email for bookings, for so that you can leverage. At least, and nothing else, that audition, you can leverage it into, you know, coverage. You know, if you know you're going to be auditioning, definitely get in touch with your local media. That is your local news stations, your local newspaper. Let local know, because that is really what pushes people over the edges when their town all gets around them and all gets involved. Chris Blue was the winner of last season, season 12, you know, another artist of color. But he's from, I think, I don't know if it's Memphis or no, he's from some small town. And the NBC station in that town, they not only interviewed him, they sent someone out from all their town to L.A. for almost the whole show. Once he started doing well, they sent one of their correspondents out. So the moment he would come off the stage, the correspondents were there. They were talking to him. They stayed televised. He put their town on the map and they leveraged him. And he leveraged that. And that coverage really helped him win. And he was one of the very few contestants who was covered weekly on a news station, and it was the NBC, it's the local NBC channel, so that's a major broadcast station, and he was covered weekly, so like that's a big deal. So you definitely want to let your local news know that, hey, you're out here, you're on a voice, and you're bringing good, you know, good news and good word about your town, and you definitely need to get that out. So, you know, I just, you know, we share that. That's the strategy that the artists need to have in place. They need to have a structure in place when they go. So whether you make it through an audition or whatever level you make it at and make it to, it's all opportunities, increased exposure, new relationships. You know, you're being coached and you're making these new relationships. You're understanding a little bit better how things work. And then all the people around that help make that work, you know, be friendly and personable and outgoing. And make sure you have something in place. Because what you know, your purpose is, I'm going to go over here and leverage this. So, if nothing else, you should definitely be able to get some bookings. Now, if you have music, you want to make sure that you, you publish your music. Make sure you get your music on iTunes, if nothing else, especially if you're doing a voice. But publish your music, get it out there, because now you have this new wave of notoriety. People will look for you. They'll be looking for music that you performed on a show. But if you already have music out there, your older music comes up. I know, like with T-Soul, because his music came up, I like the music he already had on iTunes. I like some of that music better than existing music. So what I'm going to do right now, we're going to play. Oh, do I have his, let me see if I have it here. Oh boy. I was trying to see if I had it here. I don't really have it here. I was going to play it for you, but, we'll definitely play it next time. But I just wanted to get this show off and started so we get an idea of what it's about. And when Franchon comes on, it'd just be fun with her because I'm a junkie. I'm a junkie for these shows. But she's not necessarily, but she's really going to get getting into it because, you know, Sweet Franchon is creator of soul opera, producer, peace, love, and poetry, all of those good things. And few people, it's at least 2-3 people now. One young woman, like think about 2-3 seasons ago from Delaware, that she knew, she was on a show for a little while, and they got it's at least going to be 2-3 more people from her soul opera crew that will be auditioning for season 14. So that's exciting. So it's now we're not just learning about it. Now we actually have people that we're going to know, and we're going to all get together and figure out how we're going to move them forward as we discover this exciting process and just, you know, push our artists forward, you know, push them forward, push them up. But and there are just good artists all the way around. So I'm like really curious as to who your top three are. Now, I got locked in my top three before I could move everybody around like I wanted to. And I really want more than three. Because, you know, I'm rooting for Devon Fleming. And he's on Team J HUD. And I'm definitely rooting for the Noah on Team J HUD. He is the breakout artist. And this boy has charisma. And it's something about that youth factor. They can get those numbers out there. And he has charisma, performance, and he's a breakout artist. And then I'm also rooting for Janice Freeman. Oh, she's just phenomenal. And Keisha, she's a wonderful country singer. And then we're also rooting for Chloe Kohansky, and she's really popular. And her songs are charting all over the place. She has that unique voice. So there are two things I feel this season are historical. The number of artists that made into the top 12 to the lives, artists of color. But also is the number of branded artists. And when I call a branded artist, these artists have their own unique sound. And they have this way of making covers their own. And, you know, there are always artists that do that throughout the season. That's what the coaches look for. But this is the most I've seen in the lives because now we have Addison Agin. And we have Noah Mack doing it. Chloe Kohansky and Janice Freeman. She janitizes the song all day long. So we have at least those four that I definitely consider branded artists. And then look at the whole, yeah. Oh, and Devon Fleming, yes. He, to me, he's the modern day Sammy Davis. He's part of that pack rack. If he holds on to that jazzy type element onto him, oh, he's Vegas all day long. And he really should leverage that. So, yeah, I feel those are the artists that have their own unique sound and in their own unique way. Their sound is different. You know their voice without having to look, as well as you know their voice without ever having to look at them, as well as you know their you know, they just change up a song. You know, a song, it seems like it's their song, not necessarily like that old song. I mean, you recognize it, or some of you don't, because, you know, there are new songs that, some of them sound like totally new songs to me. I've never heard them before, but they are very pleasing. It doesn't sound like somebody's trying to make something near, but they also have such a unique tone and sound to their voices. So, yeah, those are it. I would say Chloe Kohansky, Devon Fleming, Janice Freeman, Noah Mack, and Addison Agin. Those are the ones I would say are the, what I call, quote unquote, branded artists. They have their own already brand and sound going in, their unique sound. And all the artists, of course, are, you know, sound really great. They're great performance artists. And it's just really interesting to see, you know, people have to get cut every week. I just pray, you know, we have artists of color that at least make it into the finals in the top three. I'm just really hoping our artists of colors can make it that far. So we already have one cut, so we're down to five. And let's just, you know, hope we keep going on. And this has just been our very interesting talk. So we just talked about that. So what you need to do is tune into The Voice. It'll be on next week again, Monday and Tuesday. So here's the system. We watch on Monday, and then you vote. So after the show goes off Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 7 p.m. Pacific. After the show goes off, then you, or maybe it shows at your time, you know, I'm not sure how it works. Maybe it shows at your time in your region. But when the show goes off on Monday, the voting opens and you vote, and you can get up to 10 votes. So you can vote by way of the app, or you can vote by going to NBC.com, The Voice. And if you click on that, you'll see how you can vote there. You can vote from The Voice Facebook page. And and then the other way to vote is to buy the music. So buy the music. It's a wonderful, they're wonderful artists, wonderful collections. Go to YouTube too. When you see the YouTube videos, go on YouTube, watch the videos, like them, and share them. Like them, share them. Put up comments and like them and share them. This is a way you can share it with people. People can see the performance, hear the performance. And it's just really great. And it's a way to really extend the life and not just of the show, but it really helps with the artist. Because any other performances, videos, like I said, videos, music, anything they have out there online, now it starts to rise to the top and surface. And people have opportunity to see work other than what they've done on The Voice. And the big test for each of us is going to be after The Voice. How we continue to follow them, and how we make sure that they're not just a one competition hit wonder. So that's our challenge. That's our goal. So that's why this is an ongoing show. Right now we're just doing it weekly, and you know, until this is over. Then after that, we'll do it once a month. And we'll be interviewing artists. Like, we're going to do Where Are They Now? What Are You Doing? How Can We Support You? And so we're going to be doing all of those type of things here on The Voice in Color. And so we're just, featuring the top performing artists of The Voice with a special spotlight on those artists of color. I'm your host, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and your other co-host. And your other co-host will be that of Sweet Friend Sean. So we're going to roll out on some music here. I'm trying to, we'll just do a little Fierce, Bad, and Dangerous just to remind you how good everything is. And we'll speak with you soon. So we'll be back here next Monday. But we'll be at 10 p.m. next Monday. So as soon as the show go off, we're going to 10:30. That gives you enough time to go watch the show, get something to eat, come back, and then we're going to finish it out. And we're going to talk about it. So we need to hear from you. Peace.
Queen. I would like to officially invite you into the new album. It's definitely a step up from the first album, Next Chromosome. Now don't get scared on me now. I just want you to have the opportunity to experience my other side. We got Black from Music House Entertainment dominating the production. So cock your guns, be ready to blast. Cause this album is fierce, bad, and dangerous.
This is fierce. This is